Hey everybody, welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Nitzavim, the last Shabbos of the Jewish calendar. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is Sunday night. In Parshas Nitzavim, the first of the sources in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, and Pasuk Bey is really introductory psukim to a whole Perek that talks about tshuva, which is obviously one of the themes of this time of year as we approach Rosh Hashanah, and then, of course, Aseres Mei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. Pasuk says, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, Ahoya ki yavo alecha, kol advarim va'ila, when you suffer all these punishments and so on, so then you'll consider in your heart whatever land you're in that Hashem sent you to, and pasuk beis v'shavta Hashem Elokecha, you'll do tshuva and return to our Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shamata b'kolo. According to some, the Ramban in particular, others, this is the mocker in the Torah for the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam learns from somewhere else, not a topic right now, but this parsha, Perek Lamed, starting here in Mitzvah, Perek Lamed, starting in Pasuk Aleph, is known as Parshas HaTshuva. In fact, in some Siddurim, it's printed at the end of Shachris. Take a look at the end of Shachris, after the Shir Shoyom, after the Dabar Shem Ori, there are all kinds of different sections that some people say on different occasions. There's something called the Parshas HaTshuva, and the Parshas HaTshuva is from here in Mitzvah. So it's an appropriate evening to talk in general about Tshuva, and or try to understand a little bit about the idea of doing Tshuva Besimcha. Is that a possibility? Is that appropriate? Or what one should, what should one actually feel when doing tshuvas? We look in source number two, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Dalet writes, Midarkei Hatshuva Lios Hashav Tzoek Tomei Lifnei Hashem Bebechi Uvetachanunim. Bebechi Uvetachanunim. It is the custom or the practice of someone who's doing tshuva to cry out all the time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tears and with supplications, like a broken perfect golem in Komo should, you know, leave his regular place. Shagolos Michaperis Avon, right, by being in Golos and away from home and away from familiar environs, that inspires a person to tshuva. To submit oneself, Leos Anov, and be humble, Ushfal Ruach. Shal Ruach means a meek spirit and so on. So the typical picture of someone doing tshuva, according to what the Rambam is saying over here, is a person who is brokenhearted, meek of spirit and so on. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, another classic work besides Hilchos Tshuva Rishonim, besides the Hilchos Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, classic section or passages relating to tshuva. Shar Aleph Rabbeinu Yonah Oschav Gimel, the Ikar Hashvi, one of the seventh of the important principles of tshuva. He writes Hakniya b'chol leiv hashiflus. Part of being about tshuva, of doing tshuva, is to be submit oneself, to be humble, to be kind of low of spirit and so on, shiflus. And he writes part of the tshuva, he quotes psukim to back it up. I printed some of the psukim here. You look in the subsequent sources, in source number four, Tilim Perak Nanalef. That's a capital of David HaMelech wrote after the sin with Bathsheba. I'm not saying Minol David. Devo Ilav Nosan Novi Kasher Boal Bathsheba. We all know the story, right? David HaMelech was attracted to this woman Bathsheba. She was married, so he arranged that her husband should be sent to the front lines, etc. And he took her as his wife, and Nosan Novi rebuked him and so on. And he was brokenhearted about this Avera. Okay, and he writes for Pasuk Hey over there in Tilim Perak Nanalev, Ki Fishoya Ani Eda V'Chatosi Negdi Samid. I know my sin, and my Avera is in front of my eyes all the time. And look at the next Pasuk, the last Pasuk I printed there in Perak Nanalev, Pasuk Yud Tez, Zivch Elokim Ruach Nishbara, Lev Nishbar V'Nidke. Right? So broken, a spirit and a broken heart, and someone feels depressed and oppressed. That's what Kodesh Baruch will accept in terms of tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes as well a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Samech Vav pasuk Beis in source number five, and again it's called Eliyadi Asos etc. Vel Ze Abit El Ani Unachay Ruach. Rabbeinu Baruch Hu says, I will look at a person who seems to be impoverished and again of a broken spirit, okay, frightened and so on. That's the picture presented here of someone who's doing tshuva. And again, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes pasuk Perek Nun Zayin of Yeshaya source number six. This is the haftarah actually for Yom Kippur morning. Again, it says in Pasuk Tezvav, a Perek Nun Zayin Yeshaya, Ki Choma Roman Yisrael Shochanai, Rekodesh Baruch Hu, Sosa Hashem, as Daka Ushval Ruach, Lahachas, Rekodesh Baruch Hu will bring to life. Again, those who are downtrodden, who feel broken of spirit, Lahachas, Ruach, Shalom, Lahachas, Lev, Nidkoim. Rekodesh Baruch Hu will accept the tshuva and bring back the people who are broken hearted, or shattered and so on. And the Pasuk Yud Zayin, Bavon bitzo kotzafti vakeo, a person feels beaten and so on. So this is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks for when somebody has done tshuva. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes over there in source number 3 in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Aleph in Oschov Gimel. He quotes these psukim. We look about the 4 lines on the bottom. It says, Lamadno ki ha-hachno me'ikar ha-tshuva. Feeling, you know, the person feeling that he has to submit himself, okay, in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, almost like a self-loathing, right? And worried, right? In a mood of submission. That's me'ikar ha-tshuva. Those are among the principal behaviors associated with doing tshuva. Someone who realizes the enormity of his averas and so on. And that's, again, you know, the way the psukim presented. In Parashas B'chukosai, in the first tochacha, in the Chumash, Vayikra Per Chav Vav, source 7, Pasuk Mem, Bizvadu es Havonam, when the Jews will have these punishments, and they'll eventually duvidu, they'll confess their sins. And in Pasuk Mem Aleph, Af ani elech mamakera, that's the first part of the pasuk, and it says, I will send them to the land of the enemies, and then, oz yikona levavim ha'orel, then their hardened heart, so to speak, will be, you know, appropriately put down, and they'll be submit and so on. Oz yirtzos avonim, and then they'll, you know, atone their sins and so on. So you see, basically, from these psukim, okay, that there is a notion when it comes to tshuva of a person being sort of, again, downtrodden, brokenhearted, someone who feels terrible about what he did, guilty. If you look in source number 8, at the top of the next page, the Rokech, one of the Rishonim, wrote a tefillah. It's not commonly known or commonly recited, as far as I know, in our regular liturgy, but in Siman Chaf Aleph of the Rokech, and it was tshuva, tefillah hashav v'kol kocho. Here is a tefillah to be said by someone who's doing sincere tshuva. Ribon Olamim, right? Master of the universe, etc. Tau Balarach, Meshmel, Kenimel, Kevasenil, Boshti Ladaber. I'm embarrassed to talk before you. And he quotes that pasuk from David HaMelech, second line, V'chatosi Negvi Samir. I look in myself and I see my sins in front of my eyes. V'ani Domea B'dem Aliv. My heart is crying. Palge Mayim, Yardu Einai. My heart, my eyes are pouring forth water and so on. And Nosle Dimosi, right? And the idea is, again, a person feels pain. He's crying. It feels like a failure in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elsewhere in the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, source 9, Shar Aleph, Os Yud Beis, a person should feel a sense of yagon, hayagon. Yagon means, you know, he feels just, you know, a sense of anxiety or even you know, suffering, okay, pain, okay. The yagdil yagon, anguish, probably the best word. The yagdil yagon bilvavo, the ye'anach, towards the end of first line, bimriru slave, causes you to groan because of a bitter heart. Okay, like a person who lost all his money. You can imagine that's the muscle that any owner gives. A person who's a wealthy person, all of a sudden he lost all his money. Now he's penniless. He's going to go begging. Okay, and imagine what he feels like. Well, that's how he should feel like. And even worse when it comes to, you know, to somebody who has to do tshuva. Os Yud Gimel, the end of 9, Madrega Tshuva Malasel, if he go to Hamrirus, right, the greater the bitterness, the more appropriate the tshuva will be. So, we read that tshuva is from a mood of depression and a mood of sadness and anguish because you realize, my gosh, what have I done? How could I behave this way in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and behave this way to other people? Someone who's sincerely doing tshuva really regrets in the deepest sense, in the deepest recesses of his heart, what he's done. Now, of course, on Yom Kippur, we find, that a pasuk, Barshtach Remos, Vayikra Perak Tazayin, Pasuk Laman, source number 10, this is a pasuk that is said numerous times throughout the davening on Yom Kippur. It's a pasuk that's also from the laning on Yom Kippur morning. Ki vayom hazeh yechaper alechem b'tarasem. This is a day where you get atonement and you'll be purified. Now, what does purification have to do with it? Atonement, I understand. Yechaper, what is latayr? Okay, mikol chatoseichem. Apparently, chait is equated in this pasuk to tumah. Right? It's a kind of spiritual defilement. Okay, in Eicha, Paragimel, Pasuk Lamentes, Ma'is Onein Adam Chai Gevra Lachatov. A person should groan, you know, from grief, groan when you think about your averas, and then Pasuk Mem, you do tshuva, Nach Pesod Rachinim Achor and Achshuvah Hashem. Should investigate our ways and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam describes a person before having done tshuva in Parag Zayin of Ilkos Tshuva Lachavav 13. Emesh Hayazeh Sonoi Lifnei Hamakom. Emesh means yesterday, the day before yesterday, you know, before he did tshuva. So a person, before he's done tshuva, it feels like he's hated in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meshukot, Zumarucha, Toeva. He feels just abominable, disgusting, far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Halacha Zayin, Emesh HaZeh moved on Meshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel separated from God So Ekran Onana, it's as if a God never hears my prayers. Osa mitzvahs a tarfon osa b'fanav. We do mitzvahs and Kodesh Baruch Hu rejects them, right? And it's a sense of just frustration and anguish, and you can't escape it. Tilim perakuf lamentes, right? Pasuk Zion, Ona Eilech, where can I run? I can't escape it. And Yom Kippur, we read in the afternoon about Yonah. He tried to escape, didn't work out too well for him. We can't escape from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, wherever we go, Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. And there's no escape, there's no way out of this. Just to get an idea of what a person is, who has done Averis and wants to do real tshuvas, the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you had Karbanos, you had Yom Kippur. What about today? So just take a look. I'm not going to read 12 and 13 in their entirety inside, but the Sefer Chassidim, Yudah Chassid, the Sefer Chassidim, Sim Kuf Samach Zayin, lived in the 12th century. And I was asked a question, Misha Baal Eishas Ish. A man had relations with a married woman, another man's wife. Okay, now he wants to do tshuva. What should he do? He feels terrible about it now. So he gives you the idea, well, it depends when it is. Look at the, I'm not recommending we try this now, but here's what Rabbi Yehuda Chosid writes. Look at the third line of 15. If it's the wintertime, and the Kishavah Kerech Banan, the rivers, the streams are frozen over, if you should go to the river, break the ice a little bit, and get into the water up to his mouth, or up to his nose, okay, in the freezing cold, break the ice and stand in the river for a while. For however long he did the Avera. B'chein yasir tadir, you should do this regularly. Okay, and if it's the summertime, osachama, yeshu b'chafir shenamolim sham. Go roll around somewhere where there are a lot of bugs and ants and, mosquitoes and so on and so forth. It's this, there's a kind of like a self-affliction, so to speak. Okay, and he says, if it's neither warm nor cold, you can't do those. Yisana, fast all the time. Okay, just eat a little bit, drink a little bit of water at night, a little bit of bread. But that's it. That's the type of tshuva, okay? And he says you do various other averas. Again, he gives these types of things. Look at the last line that I printed there. Halach aron b'makom kaveres dvorim. Walk without too many clothes on by a beehive. I mean, this is like, this is a tshuva is associated with feeling so broken hearted to do anything. That was in the 12th century. The Mari Vail lived in the 15th century. So he had a similar question. We think these are new questions, but they're not. Okay. He had a different way. He had a woman came to him and she, the same thing. She slept with another man and not her husband and so on. What should you do? So he writes, at the end of the third line, She'ein anu yecholim lehachbid al b'yisurim. I can't make it too tough on her. I don't want to make it too tough on her. Okay. So what should she do? So what he says is, again, if she should sit in the snow and the ice every day during the winter. Okay. In the summertime, in front of all the bugs. And fast for at least 40 days during the daytime. You can eat at night, but fast 40 days. That's my opinion. And he says she should publicly acknowledge, tell everybody what she did, publicly embarrass herself. Go to the shul, the women's section of the shul, and tell all the other women what she did. Okay. And by the way, he says to say it in Lashon Ashkenaz. Don't say it in Hebrew, say it in language people understand. The Yiddish, say it in Yiddish. Right. And then he says, lo tiska sheit. Take off all your jewelry. Lo tiskashet b'shum tach. She shouldn't wear any jewelry. Tislabesh b'shchorim. She wears black clothes like someone in mourning. Okay, and that's what she should do. And sit by herself in the shul and not with other people. And she should confess this terrible avera. Three. This is what he says. We don't want to put too much on her. Okay, that's how you begin this. I don't want to make it too tough. And I hate to see what he would say. If he wanted to say, I want to put the whole punishment on her. I don't know. But that's what it says over here. And just do this for a year. And not drink meat, not to drink wine, and not eat meat, and bathe. Don't bathe except for before Yontem or Shabbos. You get the idea. Okay, so with this all in mind, okay, with the source we started with, that a person who does tshuva should feel brokenhearted, and this type of punishment is what's considered appropriate. There does not seem to be too much room for simcha when it comes to tshuva. Right? It looks like tshuva and simcha are incompatible. I mean, it's just, these are the moods and the spirit they're supposed to be in. Now, we don't do these types of things that the Mari Vail and the Sefer Chassidim mentioned. However, the Chai Odom composed the Tfilah, which is printed in all the Machzorim nowadays, the Arts called Machzorim, called Tfilah Zako. And it's recited by many people before Yom Kippur. Now, I know it's very, very difficult. People, as it has come very late to Shul, and the Kol Nidre is called for this in this time, and people are running in at the last moment. Really, you should try and make every effort. And my shul, we announce Tfilah Zaka about 25 minutes before we announce Kol Nidre. And I always try to be there. You should try to say Tfilah Zaka. Again, the Machzorim printed. Again, sometimes there's no time. We get, in fact, in the Art School Machzor printed the Chavetz Chaim, you know, they switched the order a little bit because they said, well, if you're late, at least say this part. You know, he had a couple of paragraphs, at least say these paragraphs. You know, it was understood that's the way it is. People come late. I personally find the day that goes by, the hours go by the fastest is Erev Yom Kippur. I find that every year. You know, Erev Yom Kippur, but time turn around. It's time, it's like, you know, the day runs by. Erev Yom Kippur, you know. But anyway, he has Tefillah Zaka, and in the Tefillah Zaka it says, if Kaidan Prince and Kalkuf Mem Dalat Sivchav, Achrezi Elaka Besakneses, Be'aim of Arada, come to Shul with fear and trembling. That's how you're supposed to walk into Shul in Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? And he says, the minute he gives to take all the Sefer Torah out, and he says, here he writes the Tefillah. I didn't print the old Tefillah, it's a long Tefillah, it's many, many pages. But Ribon Olamim and Son of Aslichas, and I admit I didn't listen to when I followed my Yetzirah, Uma'asti B'tova, B'chayat Yira, the Chayadim writes in this Tefillah. And not only didn't I sanctify my Eivarim, my body, I defiled it. And Mishashti is called Eivarim Otosios on Bale Mumim, Mikaf Ragle Roshi. Right, I found every one of my limbs participating in one of or another. I list some of them there. I feel like a poor, you know, destitute person, tolas, like a worm, lo ish. Okay, that's the spirit, so to speak, of Yom Kippur, which is a day of tshuva. And the truth is, you look in source 18. We say this now every day in Slichas, and we say it as well Yom Kippur night, Kol Nidre night at the end of the Slichas. Rachmana da'ane. La'niya anena. This is after all the Misha Ana Lavrom Avinu Hu Yanenu Misha Ana Yitzchak Hu Yanenu. After all those Hu Yanenu, so we have this Yiddish Aramaic phrase at the end, Rachmana de Anei La'niya Anena. God who answers the poor, the poverty stricken, answer me also. Rachmana de Anei L'Sfir Liba Anena. Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers those who have a broken heart, answer me. Rachmana de Anei L'Maki Charucha, a beaten spirit. That's how you feel. That's the idea. So tshuva and simcha would seem to be, you know, incompatible. You know, incompatible. Now, Yom Kippur itself is fundamentally a day of tshuva. All right, we take a look in the psukim there again in Achrei Mos in the Kriyas HaTorah Yom Kippur morning. Perek Tes Zayin of Vayikra Pasuk Chav Tes. V'ha'yisol lachem l'chuka asolam v'achorish v'asol l'chorish ta'anu esnaf shoseichem. Well, what's Yom Kippur? You afflict yourself. You avoid pleasures. You avoid things that are, you know, normally they keep you in a good mood, right? You don't eat, you don't drink, and you don't rub oils or anoint yourself with perfumes and so on. And we don't wear leather footwear, and we don't wash. We don't enjoy intimate relations. And that's Tanuas Nafsho Sechem, and Nisim is Nafsho Sechem. And the Rambam writes, Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Zayin 20, Yom HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva Lakol. It's a day of tshuva. And he writes at the end, Leficha, Chayav Makol Lasus Tshuva Lizvados B'Yom HaKippurim. Tshuva is appropriate all the time. Not only Yom Kippur, we say Bracha Tshuva Neshmah, I say three times a day, every day throughout the year, but it's especially appropriate in Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, the day of afflicting yourself, is the day of tshuva, because that's the theme that seems to go together. All right, in fact, the Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah writes in Shari Beis Osi Dalad in 21, there's a specific mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur. And I don't agree with that, but he has mitzvah, mitzvah the same in the Torah, l'hayir adam v'sucho l'achzor b'tshuva Yom Kippur. Okay? And because that pasuk lifnei Hashem titaro shar dalos yud zayin in 22 kimash nema lifnei Hashem titaro mitzvah sase al tshuva and achiyuv nosaf biyom kippur afal pishis chayav nozeh becholays you were chayav to do tshuva all the time is a specific requirement in Yom Kippur. So it seems that if Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva, so there would not seem to be simcha in Yom Kippur. I would assume Yom Kippur is not a day of simcha, and yet. The Mishnah in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Tesam and Aleph, and I printed all the Rashi, we're not going to go through the whole Mishnah, but basically the point of this Mishnah is to say that Yom Kippur, we do not have Avelos Yom Kippur. In fact, Yom Kippur breaks Avelos. If somebody, Rachman Otsan, is sitting Shiva, and then Yom Kippur arrives, it breaks the Shiva. Just like Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. The arrival of Yom Tov knocks out Shiva, even only it sets Shiva for a short while. Skip down to 25, the Rambam writes, Hilchos Avel Paragir Alechab Gimel, Haragolim v'chein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim ein davar midivrei avelos noigbahen. There's absolutely no avelos on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, and therefore, someone who buries a relative, even shah achas kodem regal o kodem Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim, he sat shiva for an hour. We probably all heard of these cases where somebody who yontiv, you know, the person was buried erev yontiv or erev Rosh Hashanah erev Yom Kippur. So it breaks the Yom Kippur kibbutlam and exer shiva breaks the shiva. So there's no avelos Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch passing this way in Siman Shin Tzadi Tes of Yoredeya. Okay, then it breaks the Shiva and Sivvavi, right? So Shem Kippur, Chashuv, Kiragolim, Levatel Avelos. So Shem Kippur have the same din as Yom Tov. Now, one second. When it comes to Yom Tov, I understand. comes to Yontif, I understand. The Pasuk says, Parshas Re'eh, by Dvarim Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yudala 27, the Samachta B'chagecha, right? Yontif, the day of Simcha. And the Gemara in Mo'ed Katan, Daf Yudala B'beis 28, says, an Ovel Eino Noeg Avelo Subaregel. Why? Because your name is Samachta B'chagecha. Yontif is the time of Simcha. And that is what the Gemara calls, a few words later, there in 28, Mo'ed Katan Yudala B'beis, Osi Asei Derabim. That's a mitzvah, as I comment on everybody in Klai Yisrael, Samachta B'chagecha, all the Jews in the world have to celebrate Simcha and Yontif. This person happens to be an Avel, but his individual obligation of Avelos is outweighed or pushed aside in the wake of the communal obligation of Simcha. Avelos, Osi Asei D'Rabim, Medoche Asei D'Yochid. Okay, the Asei of the Rabim is Samachta, knocks aside his personal, although he's personal Avelos, doesn't matter. He has to participate in the communal simcha. Not easy. It's not easy. I mean, I went through a little funny case, but I have yard site Erev Rosh Hashanah, my mother, Rosh Hashanah, 25 years ago. So she was the daughter. It was a Thursday, Friday Rosh Hashanah that year. She passed away Erev Rosh Hashanah Wednesday afternoon. There wasn't enough time to do the kur and everything Wednesday afternoon. We ended up having the kur until Sunday because Thursday and Friday was Yontif. But anyway, but obviously, you know, we're devastated. My mother just died. But came Rosh Hashanah that night, so now we have regular Rosh Hashanah, right? So my mother died a few hours earlier, and now we're dipping the apple in the honey, saying, can we have a sweet year? Somewhat, incongruous. And that's the din. That's the halacha. Okay, it was a private avelus, but we're part of the tzibur, and the tzibur is, so that's what the Gemara says over here. Okay, the Pasuk Yom Yom, Paragvav, Pasuk Chavav, that the Gemara quotes, is because avelus is avel yachid. It's an individual obligation, not a communal obligation. So again, in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yontif, Hilchos Chalamo, it's in the Tav Kuf Mem Ches of Arachayim. It's in Zion. Meis lo meis kodem regla noag avelus. If somebody lost a relative before Yontif and noag avelus even a short period of time, batlam and exer shiva is no shiva. And again, it's if you're dollar, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Mechashivi Kirigolam, Levatel avelus. Okay, now, the question is, that I understand Yontif. But if Yom Kippur is a day of Inisim es Nafsho Seichem, it's a day of tshuva, and tshuva is associated with being brokenhearted, downtrodden, and then, you know, you feel devastated by your Averis. So what's the problem with having Avelis in Yom Kippur? I mean, in a certain sense, it would fit the theme a little bit. I mean, it's not the same thing, but it's up on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, I understand it's a Avelis, a contradiction to Simcha. But Yom Kippur doesn't appear to be a day of Simcha. So what's the problem with having Avelis? I'm not saying that the tshuva is Avelis. It's not. But it doesn't seem to be a contradiction. So the pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, Bemidbar Parakov Test, Pasuk Lamed Test 32, Eila Tasul Hashem Bimoadechem. This is right after all the Yom Tovim I mentioned in Parshas Pinchas with the Korban Musaf that was brought. So it says these are the Moadechem. And the Gemara in Shavuos, Yudam Aleph has Moadechem, Hukshu Kolamodem Kulam Zelozeh. All the festivals, all the holidays, including Hashem Kippur that's mentioned in Pinchas, they're all connected. So they're called Moadechem. So somehow they're all compared to each other. Okay, so there is evidently some form of Simcha and Yom Kippur as well, apparently, because the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, they're all equated. In fact, there's a Shita in 34 in the Rosh, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Simon Yud Dalet, who talks about the text of the Davin. Now, we don't follow this halacha. The Torah in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Beis in 35 quotes it, says, we don't follow, but there's an opinion. There's an opinion in the Rishonim. You know, ordinarily on Yontif, when we start the middle part of the Shemoneh Esrei, any Yontif, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Atav Achartanu Mikol Ami, Ahavta Osanu, etc. Batiten Lanu Hashem Elokeinu, what? Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanu L'Soson, it's Yom Chag, whatever Amatz is there, whatever it is, Yom Chag, whatever it says over there. I remember my grandfather, Bashom, once told me that he was a rabbi of a shul in upstate New York, in Syracuse, New York. Anyway, so time to time, people came to the shul, and there were a lot of people who were not knowledgeable at all. And some guy showed up on Rosh Chodesh, and he claimed to have yard site. So they asked him, you know how to down, you want to down for the yom? And they said, you know how to do it? Yeah, he knows what to do, you know. So, but they reminded him, you have to say Yalav Yovo. He was a little bit puzzled. He wasn't sure what that, what exactly, no, they showed him, you have to say this paragraph that's in the shaded area, okay, because today's Rosh Chodesh. So he says, Yalav Yovo, he can read Hebrew, and he says, L'chaim L'shom, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, B'yom Chagamatze, B'yom Chagamatze. Just read straight across. You know? Okay, took care of the whole year in one shot. But anyway, but we say about Titan Shana Kanan, we have it's Yom Moadim L'Simcha Chag Mizmanam Son. Then we identify it's Yom Chagamatzos or Shavuos or Sukkos or whatever it is. However, it says, do you do that on Rosh Hashanah Kippur? We don't. That's what the Torah said. We just say on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we don't say Mo'adim L'Simcha Chag Mizman Matzosim. But there was an opinion you do say it. Okay, I'm just saying you. It was not such a stira. Okay, Batil Mo'avim Mo'adim L'Simcha. The Torah right ain't Omer Batil Shalom Be'Abba Mo'adim L'Simcha Lo Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim. Okay, but yeah, I'm just saying the mere fact that there were people who did say it, the Minigan bubble, but they did say it. Okay, different people had different minhagim, but apparently, if you say it, that shows that there is some quality. Even if there's a havminah to say it, shows there is some quality of simcha. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that's our minig, Tavkuf Pei Beis Sivches 36. Ain't no Omer Modem Simcha. We don't say it, Taka. And kind of Mishnah Berurah says, you know, even though there's some people who do say it. So apparently, the mere fact there is such a shita indicates there is some sort of simcha on Yom Kippur as well. Now, so what's the issue? So maybe the simcha is limited because, after all, we don't eat on Yom Kippur, right? In fact, the Masechah Sofer in Perek Yud Tes Halacha Vav 38 writes, "Yom Kippurim ain maskirim bo biyomtiv." We don't mention Yom Tov in some because really it's a ain Yom Tov b'Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov. Again, it's not our minig. We do wish each other good Yom Tov on Yom Kippur. We do say good Yom Tov, but according to this, you don't say ain maskirim bo lo moy bo simcha shein simcha bo achila. Can't have simcha without a day when you can't eat. Okay, the Sefer Yireyim in Simon Reish Chav Zion, the old edition Kuf Chav Zion 39, says the end of Yom Kippurim afo pishu bechal amodim eino bechal simcha. These Rishonim are saying, based on the Sofer perhaps, are saying that Yom Kippur Taka there's no simcha at all. We don't say modim l'simcha. Okay, why? Because again, you're fasting. The Rambam writes in the Chos Tainis, not talking about Yom Kippur per se, but he writes in the day when you're fasting, Perak Aleph of the Chos Tainis, the Rambam writes, you don't enjoy yourself too much on a simcha. Below, yes, some have to talk about a doeg groaning. You should be worried and groaning, you know, and nervous on a fast day. But in Hilchos Yontif, the Rambam writes, Parak Vav Alach Yitzayim 41, Shivi Simei Pesach, the 7 days of Pesach, Kushmona Simei Chag, the 8 days of Sukkot, and Kunish Manatzeres, Im Sha'ar Yamim Tovim, and all other Yamim Tovim, looks like. Well, that would seem to include. He only mentions specifically Pesach and Sukkot. And then he says all the other Yom Tov, presumably meaning Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Kulam Asurim Behespid. You don't have eulogy. Have a tainus. Means a private tainus. Obviously, Yom Kippur, you fast. But Bechayav Adam Liyuspa and Sameach Betov Leiv. There is some element of Simcha on this day as well. And then that, because it says Sameach to Bechagecha. And Halacha Yirches. The Rambam writes, what do? You give the kids, sweets, and you buy jewelry and presents to make it a joyous time. Okay? Not only that, but we take a look at the Gemara Erev and Mem Amud Beis, 42. The Gemara has a discussion, should we say Shechayanu? Again, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Should we say Shechayanu? After all, what's the brach of Shechayanu? Shechayanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. We're happy, we're alive, and well, you know, it's a cheerful bracha. We're excited about being alive. So, the Gemara asks, Amar Rabbi Ki Avina Berav Huni Baylan Mahu Lomar Zman Rosh Hashanah. The rabbis called Shechayanu by nickname Zman. That was a nickname for the bracha that we call Shechayanu because it's Shechayanu Mikon Vigano Azman Hazeh. So it's a nickname. Should you say Zman Rosh Hashanah Kippurim? On one hand, well, you know, yeah, but on the other hand, they're not regalim, they're not festivals. But the Gemara's conclusion is Hilchasa Omer Zman Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. And Rabbi Yonasan Melil Arif writes, yes, B'simchas Yontif. Look what he writes in 43. Rabbi Yonasan is one of the commentaries in the Rif. In Erev and Daf, Yudam and Beis in the pages of the Rif. Look at the end of 43. B'simchas Yontif, Shabrasa Shalom Yom Kippurim. There is Simchas Yontif, Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. So even though there's no eating, there is some sort of Simcha. So apparently, Simcha is not necessarily a steer to fasting. Okay? In fact, the Kolbo writes in Simchas Samach in 44, the person is fasting because it makes you feel good. You know, you're doing tshuva and so on. It's mutter. And Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin Tivalev, Ochle Mishos and Smechem Ein Misanim Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch says you don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some people did. Some people fasted for tshuva purposes on Rosh Hashanah, again, during the day, not a 24-hour fast. That's what the Elia Rabba there in Simchas Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin Tivalev quotes that Kolbo, if a person wants to fast for tshuva, then it's okay. That's one of the famous kulas of the Beis Halevi. I remember the story of the Beis Halevi was known in some circles. Anyway, there's a big machmir. He always took a stringent position. So people complained, you always have to take the stringent point of view. And he said, it's not true. I have quite a number of leniencies that I paskin as well. And so he gave seven examples. One of the examples is, he said, there are some poskim who say, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. I'm lenient. You can fast on Rosh Hashanah. Right, that was one of his coolers. I don't know, I have a lenient position. You want to fast my Shana? Go right ahead. Okay, anyway. But, yeah, so Still, but simcha, you know, maybe it's not a steer to fasting, but it should seem to be still a steer to tshuva. It's a day of tshuva. And there's a certain fear and awe that's inspired. When tshuva should inspire one to feel, okay, we got out of the eating problem, and how can it be simcha on Rosh Hashanah? The truth is, there's a discussion at Erchan, Yud Amud Aleph, as the Gemara starts, on the days, which tells you the days of the year when we say Hallel. And by Hallel here, we mean Hallel Shalom. We're not counting Rosh Chodesh, the short Hallel, the abbreviated Hallel, but the full Hallel. And the Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are not among them. So the Gemara asks on Yud Amud, why? Why do we not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? We say it every other holiday. Okay, we say Hallel. So why is it not Hallel Rosh Hashanah Kippur? So they're called Moedim, and there's no Malacha. They fit the qualifications for saying Hallel. So Gemara says, because the Gemara says the Malachim criticize the Jewish people. How come they don't say Hallel? And how come the Jewish people don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah Kippur? So the Gemara concludes, Amar Lahen, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adin. Is it possible that the king is sitting on the throne of judgment? V'sifrei Chayim, v'sifrei Mesim, P'sukhan Lefonov. The book of the living and the book of the dead are open in front of him. Yisrael Omim Shira Lefonai. Is this a time for singing? Because Baruch was literally deciding the living and the dead. Now we're going to sing jolly songs. Holly, you sing cheerful songs. It's not appropriate. You don't start singing, you know. It's not appropriate for cheerful, sing cheerful tones and happy tunes for Kosh Baruch. Hallel is for Simcha. And that's how the Rambam Paskins, by the way, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, where he talks about Hallel, 49. Av Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, Ein Bo'en Hallel, Lefi Shehen Yemei Tshuva V'Yira B'Fachad. Because these are days fundamentally defined as days of tshuva and fear and terror. Below Yemei Simcha Yisera, not, now you notice he writes Simcha Yisera, not excessive Simcha. We just saw there are some elements of Simcha, but they're not fundamentally days of great Simcha, so therefore there's no Hallel. And that's why we pass in Shulchan Aruch, some Tavkuf, Pei, Dalel, Baruch Haim, Sif, Aleph, 50, Ein, Omer, Mahal, Rosh Hashanah, Kippurim. Okay, and the Taz, Zivkot, Nalef, and Mishnah Berurah, they both make an interesting point. They say, even though we're confident that we're going to come out okay, right, but in the meanwhile, Tzorach Leos Yorei V'Chorei Me'Emas Hadin. You have to be trembling and frightened from the fear of being judged. I can't speak of anybody else. I know if I go to the court for a parking ticket, I'm a little nervous sitting in the court. Okay, maybe if you're a lawyer, you go in the court all the time, you're not so intimidated. But a fellow like me, I come to court with a stupid parking ticket, and even if I lose, it'll cost $75. Not the biggest deal in the world. Hey, you're a little nervous when you're sitting, right? That's imagine you're sitting before a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so there is some simcha, even though it's not simcha yisera. Now, but how could there possibly be simcha if it's a day of tshuva, when tshuva requires that you have to be in a mood of being brokenhearted and feeling humble and submissive and so on? How could it be? Well, I just want to point out two halachas that we follow, which illustrate that there is some simcha. It's not completely antithetical to Yom Kippur. Two more halachas. The halal we don't say, but what about duchening, birchas kohanim? So, really the mitzvah of birchas kohanim is every tefillah, okay? And in Eretz Yisrael, still every morning they duchen by shachris. And many Sfaradim here do the same thing. The kash is not on them, it's on us. Okay, why we don't do it? Okay, but they duchen every day. And there were certain days, the Mishnah says in Pinus, Tav Chav Vav Mud Aleph 53, there were certain times of the year where they would say duchening four times in the same day. Why? Not at Meir, but shachris, Mosef, Mincha, Neila. We only say Neila Yom Kippur, but in those days they said it on some other fast days. We won't go into that now, but duchen four times. Okay, now the Ramah in some Kuf Chav Ches Arachayim Tzitz Mendal, it says, Nogu B'chol Medinas Elo, around here in the Ashkenazic tradition, Ein Nosim Kapayim Elo B'Yontif. We only Duchen on Yontif. By the way, but we only Duchen on Musa on Yontif. I think in Breuer, it's Duchen Chakras and Musa, if I'm not mistaken. Some Duchen Chakras and Musa. But we Duchen only on Yontif. Why? Mishum She'oz Shruyim B'Simchus Yontif. Because in order to Duchen, you have to be in a cheerful mood. The Kohanim should be in a good mood. Simcha, and we're not usually in a good mood because we're in Golas. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, okay, you're in Eretz Yisrael, so you can be in a good mood every day. In Chutz Eretz, you're not in such a good mood, except on Yontiv, the Tov Lev, Hu Yavarech. Shar Yomim, even Shabbos, true, then we're busy worrying about our livelihood and being persecuted and all the problems we have in Golas, so you're not in a cheerful mood. And even, he says, we don't only in Musaf and so on. All right. But what do you mean you're duchen? If you have to be in a cheerful mood when you're duchen, so how do you duchen on Yom Kippur? evidently there's enough simcha in Yom Kippur to allow Birchas Kohanim. Not only that, okay, then the Mishnah Berurah therefore says in Simkuf Samach Vav, Simkuf Samach Vav there in Simkuf Chavches 56, he says, V'yom HaKippurim gam keino simkhaim sheyesh bo, look, simchas mechila uslicha. Now we're getting somewhere. Simchas mechila uslicha. You know what there is? A simcha in Yom Kippur, a simcha of being forgiven. So it's okay to duch in Yom Kippur because there is some simcha. What's a simcha in Yom Kippur? Yeah, we're brokenhearted doing tshuva, but there's a simcha of mechila and slicha. And that also explains our practice in Or HaChaim Sim Tov Chof Vav Siv Beis. We do Kiddush Levana, try to do it on Motzei Shabbos. Why Motzei Shabbos? Why don't you just do it the first time you see it, Tuesday night, whatever the night, right? First time you see the new moon. We try to wait to Motzei Shabbos when people are dressed nicely, they're in a good mood, Mavusim, God of Noim, okay? So what about Motzei Yom Kippur? So we do Kiddush Levana, Taka Motzei Yom Kippur. Right after Maariv, we didn't even eat yet. We go out, we do Kiddush Levana. Why? He says, because it says Shulchan Aruch and some Tav Chav Vav Siv Beis, Amor says, Motzei Yom Kippur Mekach Nosso Da'oz Chorin B'Simcha. Because we are B'Simcha Motzei Yom Kippur. Now he said, not Motzei Tisha B'Av. Motzei Tisha B'Av, it's also the first available time to say Kiddush Levana, but we don't do it Motzei Tisha B'Av, at least until you eat. Because you're not in such a good mood, Motzei Tisha B'Av. Motzei Yom Kippur, you're in a jolly mood. In fact, the people say, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Aruch, wrote somewhere, I think I may have once heard him say that in the family, the Soloveitchik family, the Rav's family, he was a son-in-law, the Rav's family, they knew, if you ever wanted to ask the Rav a favor or to do something for you, the best time to ask him was Motzei Yom Kippur. Right? That's the family knew. Right? There you go. They knew he was in a good mood. Motzei Yom Kippur, you had Mechilas Avonis. So every the kids or the grandchildren wanted something from Rav Soloveitchik, they would know, go to him in Motzei Yom Kippur. That's the best time getting him to do what you want. He was in a cheerful mood. And we're shuim b'simcha on Motzei Yom Kippur. So what exactly is the simcha? Okay, apparently simcha is not such a contradiction to tshuva. Hagam that we said at the beginning of the shir, that tshuva is associated with being brokenhearted, you know, rachmona d'ala and ane l'ania and so on. So I think there are three things at least that one can point to. Ron Lichtenstein actually wrote about this in the Sefer Tshuva, the English work. And one can suggest the following. In Source 59, the Sefer Tanya, from the Baal Tanya, the first of Abba Shrebi, the Alta Rebbe, in Igros HaTshuva Perek Yud Aleph. He says, the way there can be tshuva is, and he says, Omnam lios b'lu achnoh b'chinas tshuva, tato kanal v'gam ha-simcha, Hashem shtein b'yachad. Yes, you can have a spirit of achnoh and simcha together. Why? Because you're brokenhearted about your aver, but in the second line, ha-bitachon, ha-mun ha-bitachon, lios nochon libo batuach b'Hashem. We have confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitachon. They do tshuva in Yom Kippur, I will be forgiven. Okay? Believe shum suffering, no suffering. Okay, we know we're going to be forgiven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the simcha is from the confidence in what will follow subsequently. Right? And I'm sameach because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept our tefillah. That's what some point out to explain a funny practice that we have. You know, we come to we say the vidui of Hashamnu. So we say it quietly to ourselves in the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Then Chazor Shashat, we sing. Hashamnu, that doesn't seem to be words. You look at the English words, can't imagine someone making an English tune out of those words. We have stolen, we have betrayed, you know, make that into a peppy tune. I mean, it's like a little strange. All right, our tune is a little bit somber, but still, you know, it's not the type of thing you'd like to make a niggin out of. You look at the English words, we've been perverse, and we've betrayed, and we're guilty, you know. But, you know, we sing because there's some confidence. We're going to be forgiven, at least as a tzibur. Privately, you say it to yourself, you know, quietly. But as a tzibur, we're confident. So maybe the simcha and Yom Kippur is on the confidence. In fact, the tzarek ha-kohen and tzidka satzarek oskuf chav tes 60 takes it a step even further. And he says, you can even have the two feelings simultaneously. You can have a feeling of despondency, okay? But it can coexist with the joy you have right now, okay? Because right away, because of pasuk and tilim, look what it says, okay? In Tilim Perek Vav Pasuk Zayin, Yogati Van Chosi, you know, I'm working on the groaning and so on. I cry, but Dimarsi, my tears. A couple of seconds later, Kishoma Hashem Kol Bichi in Pasuk Tes. Hashem hears my crying, and Shoma Hashem, Shema Hashem Tchinosi. Hashem hears you know, my tchina, my prayer. So one thing we can be besimcha about when doing tshuva is we have to have a certain confidence that the tshuva is going to be accepted. Okay. One. Two. Sof kol sof, tshuva is a mitzvah. It's a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though it's Hashem b'simcha. Right? We have, when you do avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be b'simcha. And the pasuk says, when we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, that's the reason for the tocha. And last week said in Parshas Kisava, Dvar Per Chofchas, pasuk Mem Zayin, it says, we get punished. Tachas Hashem Avadav Yisrael Kecha. The period's not there. It doesn't end there. It doesn't say, because we didn't serve Hashem. But rather, Tachas Hashem Avadav Yisrael Kecha b'simcha b'tuv Leivav. Rav Kol. Because we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. B'tuv Leivav and a cheerful heart. Right, so it's not enough just to serve Hashem. You're supposed to serve Hashem with simcha. If you don't, you just go through the motions. You don't feel simcha when doing mitzvahs. Something's missing. So doing tshuva is also mitzvah. So you have to taka do it with simcha. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva taka. It's not anywhere else but in Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes in general about mitzvahs. Right, but he's talking about tshuva. It's Hilchos Tshuva. He writes the second line there, 63. Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Aleph. Keep all bad things away from us. The Torah tells us, okay, we have to do things b'simcha. And he quotes this pasuk and partially yisov at the end there. So you do all mitzvahs, including tshuva, b'simcha, because it's a form of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and if we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, look at the next page, continuation of that Rambam, Kolomar, Af. I'm sorry, im avadatem Hashem b'simcha u'shvartem darko, then mashpil am abrochas, I'll get all the brochas and so on. In general, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Lulav, Perches Halacha Tezvav, 64, ha-simcha sheyismach odom ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, u'v'avas ha-keil su'tziva bahen, the simcha you should feel when doing a mitzvah and the fact that you love Hashem and you're doing his mitzvahs, avoda gedolahi. Rambam's not writing a Musa Sefer, this is halacha. It's avoda gedola. It's a major way of serving Hashem. Someone who doesn't feel this simcha, he's going to pay back. Again, he quotes that same pasuk in the last week's sedum. Rabbeinu Bachya in a couple of places. And others, I'm not going to read all this inside. Rabbeinu Bachya and that pasuk in Dvarim, Kisova, Chavchas pasuk Mem Zayin. Okay, Tachas Hashem Avadat Hashem Alkecha B'Simcha, Yashimenu HaKosu B'Avdu Hashem Yisparach, Avaloha Yisavadu B'Simcha. You may have served Hashem, but you didn't do it with simcha. But simcha b'mayis ha-mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Rabbeinu Bachya, it's not a chassidish rabbi, Rabbeinu Bachya, one of the Mishonim, he's saying that simcha in a mitzvah is itself a mitzvah. It's like a separate mitzvah. And t'chach, tzorch, she'asa, on a mitzvah b'simcha, over kavana shleima. Mitzvah you done b'simcha. And he says the same thing as Encyclopedia, Karakamach, in the entry on simcha. He writes, ha-simcha azos, he mitzvah min ha-Torah. He says, in a certain way, doing the mitzvah b'simcha is more important than doing the mitzvah. The simcha that you feel in doing a mitzvah. Memelef, tshuva is a mitzvah, and you have to feel a sense of simcha. And like we said from the Balatanya, we said from the Tzarek, it's not a contradiction. We have to get our emotions, you know, to be able to, both can be compatible. The Sefer Ikrim and philosophy work of Yosef Albo, Mamar Gimel, Perek Lamed Gimel, 67, he also says that shleimus, a sense of personal fulfillment and completion comes when you do something with simcha. Okay? The second paragraph, first line, kilo yitachash mora ragi alav al shlolav to the bills with simcha. Right? You can't mean that, again, quote that same poster. He said the simcha means that we have to do the mitzvah with shleimus with a full heart and a full spirit. And that only can be when a person does something, has a koch, he feels good, and he has that simcha. Okay, the Balatanya, the regular Sefer Tanya, Perek Lamed Daled, he says, "B'chol potem simcha zehar ein mehem anielios nivze bein av nimas v'leib nishpa ruch mucha b'shas simcha mamish." It's not a contradiction, okay? Because there's, you know, basically the soul, you get the pleasure of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I'm showing is that service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah, so you have to do it b'simcha, okay? And the Chayadam also, when he talks about the mitzvahs in Klal Samaches, which people should read, Klal Samaches and the Chayadam talks all about different rules of mitzvahs. Tzifiyut Gimel, HaSimcha Gedola B'mitzvah, again, it's not Hasidic literature, but the Simcha Gedola B'mitzvah is a major thing, okay? And you should have a major feeling of Simcha when doing it, like you just discovered some precious treasure. And finally, 70, the Egle Tal. Egle Tal is a Sachet Shev Rebbe Avnei Nezer. And Tal is Lamed Tes 39, right? That's his work on the Melachos of Shabbos called the Egle Tal. So now Hakdomas is analyzing, you know, let's say a person loves learning, loves being Mechadish Chidushim. So he asked the Egle Tal, maybe we should say that takes away from the concept of learning Lishma. You're not really learning Lishma. You're learning because you enjoy it. Right? Does that take away the sense of Talmud Torah Lishma? Lishma means you do it for the sake of learning. His guy enjoys it. You say Chiddush, we enjoy saying Chiddush. So I go, Tara, it's not, that's not a contradiction. That's the mitzvah. That's not, it is. It's not, that is Torah Lishma because the mitzvah, the simcha goes along with it. Read that, it's an important thing. So that's number two. Number three, Rabbosai, is if tshuva is a mitzvah again, so we should do it with simcha, but it's for something else as well. It's something else in terms of the ultimate goal of tshuva. So far we said the simcha comes from confidence that we're going to, our tshuvas are going to be accepted, we're going to be forgiven. It comes from the sense that tshuva is a mitzvah, so a mitzvah in general we do with simcha, and therefore it's not a contradiction, you know, to feeling downtrodden, but then it's something else as well. And that relates to the ultimate goal of tshuva. What is the goal of tshuva? Parak Ayin Gimel of Tehillim, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Right, kinash kinei richokecha yoveda. People who are far from Hashem, you lose, you're lost. But pasuk chavches vani kirva selokim li to. The closer I am to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the better I feel. And the Sefer Ikrim Yosef Albo Perek Dal Maimer Dal Perek Yudal writes, by a person is what is kirva selokim li to. The greatest pleasure I have is when I connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu dvekas miskare vel Hashem v'davakol. Okay, the closer a person draws to Hashem, the greater feeling of simcha you have. And it's a combination. Oh, of course, there's awe in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you feel cheerful. You ever have, maybe you've had this experience. I've had this experience. Sometimes, you know, you have great reverence for a Rebbe or someone you know, hold in very high esteem. And when you're in his presence, you're nervous. You're so excited to see the person, but you get nervous, right? Because, you know, there's a certain sense of simcha you have, but it's with the sense of the respect. Well, what an opportunity, but now you're nervous about me. I remember years ago, and I mentioned this in the past, you know, I think they still have them. I'm already older, but they used to have the Shabbatonim for the alumni, the different yeshivas. So I went to Shivat Har Etzion, Gush Etzion, and they used to have very often in Tinek. I think they still do. They would have a Shabbaton. So Ryan Lichtenstein's in Chorbach used to come. And I would go to, you know, my wife, we had little babies then or whatever. So I would go, and they had it in Rinat. And so I went to the Meirv, you know, we're all dining there. And after Meirv, the person in charge of the Shabbaton, so okay, you sit with, he said, tell me, see, you sit with Ryan Lichtenstein. So I was thrilled, but I was so nervous also. You know, I mean, I sat down, ordinarily, I could pop into my head a dozen questions I'd love to ask him. And I was sitting at the table, I couldn't remember one of them. like, how's the weather in the yeshiva? You know, you get nervous, right? It's normal. So imagine the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's tremendous simcha. It's the greatest simcha to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not a contradiction to feel a sense of you know, of awe and reverence. But that's Ani Kiras Elokim Li Tov. That's the Mesil Shasham writes in Perak Aleph. He writes, Yisoda Chasid Shabbat, right at the beginning. He writes in the second line, 73, Sha'odam lo nivra elisadik al Hashem. So that's the ultimate goal of man, okay? And that's the real shlemus of man, the real completion of man is to come to dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when you do tshuva, what is tshuva? Tshuva means to return. Return to where? Where did you come from? Come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going back to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. That's the essence of tshuva. And therefore, that generates tremendous sense of simcha. It's not a happiness, ha ha ha. It's an inner type of simcha. And the Chofetz Chaim writes in an essay called Midchei Yisrael Perek Lama Dalet, Source 74, he writes, you'll submit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a person who's far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chance to come back. And that too, remind you there's something else above and beyond us, right? That's the greatest, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whoever comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the idea of tshuva. Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say it every day in the davening. Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Yudalad. Vayorim Karen Le'amot, Tila L'chol Chasidav L'Nei Yisrael, Am Krovo. We're the nation that's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when you do an Aveira, Yishai Perek Nates Pasuk Beis, Kim Avonosecha Mimavdilim Beinchem Avein Elokechem. Aveira has put a wall between us, put distance between us. So therefore, the Pasuk in Shabbat Shuva, Haftorah, Yishai Perek Yidal Pasuk Beis, Shuva Yisrael, Adashim Elokecha. Go back. Go back to the way it was before. That's our goal. You know, during the summer, my wife and I, one place we went to visit on vacation, was a salmon hatchery. You know, I don't know if you know this about salmon. They can swim hundreds of miles away, and they always come back to where they were spawned. When they the time for them to spawn, they come back to the same location, hundreds of miles away. Somebody has a built-in instinct to return, even to a kind of an artificial place. But they swim back. That was what we were watching. We saw it. It was amazing. The salmon come flying back, you know, to the hundreds. They can travel even hundreds of miles away. And they'll even swim upstream to get back. They come back. So we're all to have to come back. Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Alkecha. Pasuk Yom Yom Perek Dal Pasuk Aleph. Im Toshu Yisrael No Hashem Eilai Toshu. Like, come back to me. That's the idea. And that was great simcha. And the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Alachavav, Gedola Tshuva, 79, Shemekareves Adam Hashchina. Tshuva, what is the goal of tshuva? To bring a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now is the flip side of what we read earlier. Before doing tshuva, we read that Rambam, a person is hated and disgusting in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that he does tshuva, look at the end of Halachavav. Vahayom, hu ahu, v'nechmad, karo, v'yadid. Now you're beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're charming in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Halacha Zayin, kam ma'ula ma'alos ha'tshuva, hayom hu mudbuk b'shchina. They are clear, they're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, if an enemy, you'll call out to Hashem and answer your tefillahs right away. You'll do mitzvahs, Hashem will accept them, and so on. And that is the Rambam, the Mabit, in Shara Tshuva, Parakalap, the Meshul Kim, the Mabit. He writes, Krave al Hashem, that's what Tshuva is. Hakarno will get her 80, Hakarno will get her a Tshuva, Matsanu, Nachon, Mishon, he Krave al Hashem, Erichel Kachet. Before I get away from my very, you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we're doing tshuva, he writes, not just li not someone onish to avoid punishment in the past, I better say I'm sorry. That's when we deal with other people, I say I'm sorry. You know, I mean, that doesn't take care of the problem. It doesn't recreate the relationship. Like I say, sorry. It's not enough just to, you know, want to avoid punishment. Ella, miskarva, kodesh baruch hu, to way things were, kodem achet. Right, I want to repair things the way it was before. With human beings, very difficult. Human beings, very hard, because people remember, they bear a grudge. But kodesh baruch hu, it's possible to make things the way it was before. Okay, and the Navi Yehuda writes, same thing, tshuva is Navi Yehuda, Madur Kama, Chilak Rechaim, Sim Lamed, hey, talking about tshuva, Iker HaTshuva, Yaziv HaSachay, right, abandon the sin, Vidu Dvarim, yeah, good, Belev Nishbar, Chad, Belev Shalom, yeah, but his Skarvus, his Lavus, Lavus, Abari, Haino Tshuva, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Pasuk says, we cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all's good. Dvarim Perek Dal, Pasuk Dal, Vatem HaDeikim, HaShem HaKechem, Chaim Kulcham HaYom, and the Orach Chaim, and that Pasuk, in Parshas Leschan, in Perek Dal, Pasuk Dal, what does it mean? El Atzad Liyoschem Dvukim Perish Niskaravtem B'Shuva. You came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Tshuva. And Rabbi Yonah writes it in Shar Aleph Os Tes, Madregos Rabba L'Tshuva, L'Fiya Madregos Yiskarav Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are different types of Tshuva. How more powerful Tshuva, less powerful Tshuva, how much Kavanah we put into it. But the more we do, the closer we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara says it means. Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Al Kech, the one Yuma Peivav and Aleph says, Omer Levi Gedola Tshuva, Shemagas Ad Kisa Kovid. We can come mamish up to the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And again, like I said before, it's back to our roots. That's how the Maharal writes in the Siva Tshuva, the Siva Solon, the Siva Tshuva. In Perek Beis, he writes, Ki Mishom Ischalta, Hascholas Ha'avai Min Adam, right? The person's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to get back to your source. And just to wrap this point up, it's like a refuah. Tshuva is called a refuah. Yishaya Perek Vav Pasuk Yud, he says, Vishav V'Rafalo, and Hoshea, and after again, Vishav V'Shuva says, Perek Yudal Pasuk Hey, Erpo M'Shuvasam, and Tilim Perek Memal of Pasuk Hey, Marat Yashem Konein, Refuah Nafshi Ki Chatosilach, Refuah is a language of medical healing. What's that got to do with Tshuva? So I think one of the things that do with Tshuva, of course, it makes you a better person, but it makes you healthier, but it means something else as well. When you're undergoing the treatment, you're not too happy, but you are happy because you know you're going to get better. Right? Person has to have an operation, Rachman and son. It's painful, laid up in a hospital, whatever. And you wish you didn't have to have it. I'm not too happy when I'm having an operation. But I am happy that I get to have the operation. And that's to save my life. And I know I'm able to live healthier for the next, who knows how many years, dozens of years. It's a shame, 120. So at the moment of the actual operation, you're nervous and you're in fear. But you're happy you're having it because you know you need it. And you know you're going to get better afterwards. So that's I think, the comparison. That's the mushal, same idea. Okay. When I'm doing tshuva, yes, like you said at the beginning of Shir, there's a sense of brokenheartedness. But I'm still besimcha overall because I know it's going to be good. It's going to be good for me at the end. Even though right now, it's very painful. Right now, it's when you're doing tshuva, it's mentally, spiritually, and you know, emotionally painful to think of all of our avarice and how could I go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do all these sins. And that is painful. It's a painful process. But at the end, it's like a medical procedure. Okay, and that's how the Karakemach in Rosh Hashanah Os Aleph, in the Encyclopedia 90, the Ben Bachi writes, Matzinu Shatshuva Nikrei Sufua, is Veshav Arafal for the reasons I just mentioned. At the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes close, Tilim Perak Lamadal, Pasuk Yates, Akarov Hashem L'Nishperei Leiv, Esdake Ruch Yoshia, he'll save, Kodesh Baruch Hu come close to those who are brokenhearted. Again, they're nervous in the process, And again, the pasuk in Tehillim we saw before, Nanalaf Yutes, Ruach Nishbar, Leiv Nishbar. And what's the pasuk saying in Tehillim? We say it also in the davening every day. Perek Kuf Mem Zayin Pasuk Gimel Harofe Lishvurei Leiv. Because Baruch Hu heals those who are brokenhearted. So we do tshuva, we're brokenhearted, but there's an underlying sense of simcha because we know Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive us, and this brings us closer to Him. So those are several different themes of simcha: the confidence, the idea that it's a mitzvah, the idea that it brings us close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it gives us the opportunity to connect Him. And Baruch Hashem, He gives us that opportunity. I didn't print it, but Shari Tshuva writes in the beginning of the Shari Tshuva, but he only writes Shar Aleph Os Aleph. He writes that one of the great gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave is the gift to be able to do tshuva. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, Perek Dal Mishnah Yud Zayin 94, Mishnah says, one moment of tshuva in this world is even greater than the whole Olam HaBa put together. How could it be? It means because it's similar in the sense that it's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's no contradiction. Two psukim in Tehillim. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph 95. Ivdus Hashem B'Yira. The more famous Pasuk, Perek Kuf, Pasuk Chaf. Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. Two things can go together. The Yira and the Simcha. Okay? And the Medrash Tehillim says, and what does it mean? A libcha sameach alecha, shata over Elokim, shenkom over. Wow, what an opportunity I have to do tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm very pained by my averes, but Baruch Hashem, He gave us the opportunity to come close to Him. That generates simcha. And that explains, we'll finish with this, you know, ne'ilah. We come to the end of Yom Kippur, and we say ne'ilah, we daven ne'ilah. So, you know, a whole day I've been saying all these viduis, right? So I think now, but maybe I didn't have everything in mind the right way, but by Neila, I'm going to get it straight. So I'm going to say Hashamnu, and now I'm going to really say all the Al-Khaits with real Kavanah. Hashamnu, in general, you know, in the plural, the Al-Khaits in plural too, but it's more specific. You know, like I find much more able to connect to the Al-Khaits and the Hashamnu, you know, because it's private sins you can think about and so on. So I come to Neila, now I'm going to really say all the Al-Khaits with Kavanah. Only one problem. Al-Khaits don't appear in Neila. There is no Al-Khait in Neila. Oh no, what happened? Because you're beyond the point of Averis. You know what you say in the Eli printed 98 from the Machzor. Okay? There's no more Achein. Instead, Atanos and Yad LaPoshim, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, extend your hand to the sinners, right? And, you know, we owe you these things and we're nothing and so on. But look at the second paragraph there in 98. It's in the Eli in the Davening, both in the Silence Manas and the Chazos Hashatz. Ata Hivdalta Enosh Merosh, Atakireu Lamod Lefanecha. You separated man from all the other creatures of creation. From the outset, and you gave him the ability to stand in front of you in a way that no other creation can. That's the pinnacle. That's in the Ela. Okay, I'm a human being, and I have an opportunity to be in front of that. That's the completion of the tshuva process. Okay, that I can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why that thinking about that and thinking what I got to straighten out. That's even more than the Al-Khaits. Okay, that's at the end of Yom Kippur. I thought, wow, what an opportunity! And with every opportunity comes great responsibility. Right, I have a responsibility to behave a certain way. It sort of shocks our system. Okay, and that's why you gave us and so on. We have this special day in Kippur, and so on. We should stop misbehaving. Yom Kippur is a day, you could say about Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and we're having Rosh Hashanah in just a couple of days. Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Dalad, 99. Kippur is the day when the king lets us come into his inner room. You know, you go to a palace, the king, a Buckingham Palace, you know, so that sometimes you're zocher to go in, but there's a receiving room, or some kind of the White House also, there's a receiving room. You don't go up to the president or the king's bedroom. Now you don't do that, it's private. We don't do it with Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we stay outside. But Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes all the way in, Lifnei V'Lifnim, right? The Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we're also invited. Yana Melech Hadarav. Yom Kippur is there. Kadosh Baruch Hu lets us come inside. That's the greatest simcha in the world. So therefore, it's not a stira. Okay? It's not a stira to do tshuva and to feel hachnoah and the things we mentioned at the beginning of this year, but still be simcha with this wonderful opportunity. We should all be blessed this year with a ksivach simatova, a good jar, a good bench jar, and everything should come the way we want it to be. And we'll have Shia next Thursday night. Something, you know, maybe something about a Sarsi Betruva or something, but I wanted to speak about this. I mean, I spoke mostly about Yom Kippur, but of course, the Rosh Hashanah, the season begins, and we should be Zochet to have our Tefillahs answered and to come as close to our Kadosh Baruch Hu as we possibly can. I'll go out in Shabbos and a Shana Tova to everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us every week, and thank your wife for letting you
up with it. Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. I got Shabbos and I got Yom Tov.